How does one deal with all this stuff that's because there's a lot of celebrities that are, going through
It's
this
been a
and
rough summer,
musicians.
yeah.
Yeah. So what's your take on all this?
Well, I guess openly, honestly, and non-judgmentally would be, off the top of my head. There's a ton of stigma, as I'm sure you're well aware of. And I think when the celebrities are, or anybody, quite frankly, is brave enough to talk about what's going on with them, I think that has to be met with, some compassion and some, maybe not understanding, because a lot of times people don't understand, but at least the awareness that, this doesn't make them a bad person, or they're not wrong for having these thoughts, or for, taking these actions. It means they're struggling and they need some help. So yeah, it's a very broad, misunderstood topic, both mental illness and suicide. But certainly we do what we can to, spread the word and educate where we can.
So if, say, for instance, if I have a friend or family member that's going through something like that, what's the way to approach that kind of thing?
Directly,
Yeah.
honestly, directly. If you're concerned that somebody's having thoughts of suicide, it is 100% appropriate to ask them directly, are you having thoughts of suicide? Which is a scary question to ask. I'd be silly to think otherwise, of course. But and of course, we never say that you're obligated to ask. If it's something that, as a friend or a concerned family member, you feel you can't ask for whatever reason, then connect them with somebody who can. And let them know that they're not alone. But if you are comfortable asking, the direct approach is the best, because beating around the bush about it just reinforces the shame around it. But when we ask directly, what it does is give that person permission to talk about their feelings and to be open about what's going on with them. So the direct approach is definitely the best.
Now, if somebody is dealing with that too, where can they go? They can phone you guys.
Definitely, they can phone us. We do have some 24-hour lines available, in the province as well. And so, truly, nobody is ever alone. And I know that's easier to say, because when you're feeling that way, it's difficult to recognize or remember that, it's literally a phone call away. And so the Alberta Health Mental Health Helpline is the number that we give out, which is 1-877-303-2642. And that is 24 hours. And it's free. So, and what we recommend is that people put that number in their phones. We give it out in handouts and that kind of thing, but really, who's carrying a handout around with them? Put it in your phone, because chances are good that when you need it, you probably have your phone with you, as opposed to any other, written information. So share that number with people and let them know that they can call. We refer to mental health as well here in town. Vantage Community Services has some supports as well. So, and of course, there's lots of private counselors as well. But in terms of direct, if it's an emergency situation, absolutely go to the hospital. But there's lots of support in town prior to, an emergency situation, definitely.